radio broadcast, a ministry of Faith Baptist Church in Ontario, Ohio. I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. Today we're studying in the book of Hosea, and we're in chapter 13. We trust you'll have your Bible open and stay with us for the next several minutes as we go to the Word.
The Great Awakening is to a political understanding that things are weird behind the curtain, but it's not that things are real behind the veil. They need to recognize there's a king who's coming. There's a trumpet that's going to be blown. They need to realize that Jesus is still on the throne and he knows exactly what's going on. Verse 9 says, O Israel, thou hast destroyed thyself. Somebody said the thing we learn from history most is that we don't learn from history. He says, you have destroyed yourself. Listen to this. He didn't say that. Aren't you glad God butted in here? Did you read what it said? But in me is your hell. Now you're down on your face to the ground and you're saying, Lord. He leans in and he puts his hand back on our shoulder and he says, I'm here. I told you I'd never leave you. He says, I will be thy king. Where is any other that may save thee in all thy cities? Where is anybody else? Who can do it? Who can save America? Well, if you watch the various rallies that are going on, it says, save America, Donald Trump. Did you read that? It's on every one of his signs. Save America, Donald Trump. You think there's some liminal something? I'd be afraid to stand behind that podium and save America, Dave. I got nothing. Let's go to Jesus. I must tell Jesus. I must tell Jesus. He says, I will be your king. Where is any other that may save thee in all thy cities? Thy judges of whom thou saidst, give me a king and princes. I gave thee a king in my anger and took him away in my wrath. The iniquity of Ephraim is bound up. His sin is hid. Put a star by that verse if you're prone to star your Bible. Because it means literally you treasure your sin. It's hidden. Nobody knows about it. You know about it. But nobody else does. Hidden. The iniquity of the United States is bound up. And his sin is hid. You've heard people talking to before the Congress in recent days, perhaps some of the clips that were coming out. Do you say abortion is good at any time? And the woman's like, any time? I think a woman has a right to do whatever she wants to do. What about when she's maybe partial birth? She's right there. She's delivering. And the mom says, I've changed my mind. I believe, the woman said. An adult has the ability to choose what she should do at that moment. Full stop, she said. Just letting you know. Full stop. What if he's 8 or 10 years old? It was tragic because it was a woman, especially. And one woman was on there that was a doctor. Our doctors. She was a doctor. And he said, how late of term have you done? She didn't really answer the question. But she says, my state says 20 weeks. I've done 20 weeks. She's done more than that. Her sin is hid. Because it is treasure. She gets a lot of money for that. Insidious deed. Verse 13 says, the sorrows of a travailing woman shall come upon Israel, Ephraim. He says, he is an unwise son. For he should not stay long in the place of breaking forth of children. Now this is kind of hard to unpack, but I'll give you a couple of other people who have translated it a different way. It means he's an unwise son, for he should not stay long where children are born. In other words, he needs to get out of the birth canal. This is God bringing us to a time of birth. And we need to stop messing around. We need to get right with God. That's what he's saying. You need to come to me. I can help you. But they aren't coming in droves like they should be. Well, that was New King James. The Christian Standard Bible says, when the time comes, he will not be born. He's not one to leave the mother's womb. Another translation says, he does not have the sense to come out of the womb. That's something. We're watching this whole thing go on, and we're just sinning more and more. Sorrows of a travailing woman, and yet we're not moving. The Bible says in verse 14, I will ransom them from the power of the grave. I will redeem them from death. O death, I will be thy plagues. O grave, I will be thy destruction. Repentance shall be hid from my eyes. Meaning, I will not change my mind about destroying death. You know what God has to do to get Israel? He has to wipe out death. Get away from my people. That's what He's doing for you right now. He's getting to the point where He's going to say, the American remnant, as it were, the American minority that we saw, only three were willing not to bow in Babylon. And were thrown into the furnace. And what He's saying is, He's saying, I've got to go to the full extreme. I've got to vanquish death. Guess what? The Bible says, I have the keys of hell and death. I have conquered hell and death. Now there's coming a point where it's going to be brought to pass the saying that death is, you know, no, death, where's your victory? Oh, grave, where's your sting? And all that. But that's only because we're not saying it yet. It's already done. He got victory. He is the life. I am the resurrection and the life. He that liveth and believeth in me shall never die. It says, and even though he be fruitful among the brethren, he went back to their judgment a little bit. He says, though they be fruitful among his brethren, even though you've got a job in this time where the economy's falling, and the food shortages are coming, the gas prices are enormous, and now that our president is saying he's going to take the reserves up in the New England states for the diesel because that's his answer, is to take our reserves. I'm just saying, this is your stuff. This is your gas. This is your diesel. And this is our circumstance. And it's because God has to bring us back to the wilderness. There is hope on that, right? Let's hope that something will happen. I'm not seeing it happen, but I'd like to. It says, though he be fruitful among his brethren, an east wind shall come of the Lord. Again, he's bringing it. And shall come up from the wilderness, and his spring shall become dry, and his fountain shall be dried up, and he shall spoil the treasure of all the pleasant vessels. God's going to get all those things we maybe put up on a shelf somewhere, and it'll be diminished because we had to go deep. He had to go deep to get people's attention. The Bible says in verse 16, Samaria, notice it went from Ephraim to Samaria because Samaria won. Pluralism lost. And all of a sudden, Ephraim's acting just exactly like the heathen. It says, and even though he be fruitful among the brethren, Samaria shall become desolate, for she hath rebelled against her God. They shall fall by the sword, their infants shall be dashed in pieces, their women with child shall be ripped up. How can it get better? The word rebels literally means that she was contentious and bitter. Rather than looking at God and saying, you are right, she pushes back and does not repent. This is why I believe we're in the great hardening, not the great awakening. Because people are not coming to Jesus in droves. I talk to lost people. They're interested in information. They're not interested in salvation. That's a problem. And what ends up happening is that unless you and I are consistent, we're going to have a hard time finding people that are really ready to be born again. But we will find them if we're looking. God would have us be looking. They were contentious and bitter because He took their stuff. And what's going to happen is the rapture will happen, believers will be catapulted out of here, and a lot of people who knew better will be left behind. They're part of the makeup of the Church of Sardis, have a name, reputation, but they're dead. Part of the makeup of the Laodicean Church, the people rule, give them what they want and they'll come and they'll fill your churches. They're part of the makeup that don't understand that whom the Lord loves, He chastens, and they're getting on with all this living together and immorality and drinking and carousing and acting like they're on the big train and they're going across the bridge that Jesus is being crucified under, and they're having a party. Romans chapter 11 says this, I say then, have the Israelites stumbled that they should fall utterly? God forbid. But rather, through their salvation is come unto the Gentiles salvation. For to provoke them to jealousy. So God saved us to provoke the Jews to jealousy. I don't think we're all that provocative anymore. Bible says, now if the fall of them be the riches of the world, and the diminishing of them the riches of the Gentiles, how much more their fullness? Jesus is going to save the Jews during the tribulation. The Bible says in chapter 11, that was verse 11 and 12, it says in verse 25, for I don't want you, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this mystery, lest you would be wise in your own conceits. Well, we're so smart. We believe in Jesus. They don't. They're bad. And some people are anti-Semitic in their churches, and they are evil people. They have been deceived utterly if they are against Israel. Not national Israel, spiritual Israel. And that's a distinction that needs to be made. I would not want you, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this mystery, lest you should be wise in your own conceits, that that blindness in part has happened unto Israel. Listen to this. Until the fullness of the Gentiles comes in. And what that is that's when the Gentiles aren't worth anything anymore. That's when we're done. When he was done with Israel, he took them off the stage and put the church in there, and we were excited to find Jesus. But now, the Gentiles aren't so happy to find Jesus anymore. So now we're looking at tribulation. Chapter 14 of Hosea says this, I will heal their backslidings. I will love them freely, for mine anger is turned away from Ephraim. I will be as the dew unto Israel. He shall grow as the lily and cast forth his roots as Lebanon. Verse 8 says, Ephraim shall say, what have I to do anymore with idols? God says, I have heard him and observed him, and I am like a fir tree. From me is thy fruit found. God says, from me is thy fruit found. Listen, that's talking about what's got to happen. And I just want you to know that this convergence that we're in the midst of right now, the church is on the trend downward. Just like me, I'm on the trend downward. My boys are on the trend upward. I'm getting weaker, they're getting stronger. But what's happening now is our program is kind of diminishing, it's kind of flickering. We're kind of on oxygen. You don't hear people talking about, yeah, I got the wind humidity to Jesus last week. Do you think the New Testament church would have been like that in the New Testament days? Nobody got witnessed to anywhere. I wish we could take a minute and see who got to share Jesus with somebody last week. But my sad reality is across the world, the only places that's happening in a biblical sense, in a biblical fashion, is where it's a drought, and it's hard, and it's difficult, and it costs something to believe. I heard a man talking on Crosstalk last week. He started two churches, one in Iran and one in Turkey. And he didn't mean to. He got saved, he went to school, and he thought, I gotta preach, and he thought, I can't go back to Iran. My point is, people were getting saved because they were in drought. We're coming to drought, but people aren't getting saved. Not in droves. Can't think of anybody offhand right now that's been saved recently, wondrously, biblically. He kept saying these words, genuinely. Now then we got genuinely saved. There is a difference, isn't there? I want you to know God's got a plan. If you're one of His minority saints, part of that minority, great. Keep on keeping on for Jesus. But don't be Jonah. Don't be all about the politics of the day. Be about Jesus. You say, well, you are about politics. I'm not about politics. My position is to give the Word of God. And I'm preaching to you what's coming so you can prepare. I teach you what I believe is on the agenda. And it's not rocket science to tease out the fact that the food thing's in trouble, that the border's a problem. I'm just telling you, God is in the mix of this. And I'm just glad He is. Beloved, listen, this is real days. This is biblical times. He told us it would be like this. Would you bow with me for a moment?
Well, that concludes this week's series of messages. This has been a ministry of Faith Baptist Church in Ontario, Ohio. And I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. We so appreciate sharing with you these daily broadcasts, and I hope you can join us again next week. But Sunday is coming. We'd love to have you join us for worship. Our services begin at 10:30, and we hope you'll consider dropping by this Lord's Day in person as we go to the Word.